is Al Simpson. Yet another continuing resolution is lumbering its way through Congress. President Reagan ought to veto it. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in just a moment. When Congress fails in its duty to pass the individual appropriations bills, we resort to what is called the continuing resolution. It is a grotesque behemoth of a bill. Each and every time it is passed, that bill is laced with funding for the special interest projects. This year we have passed a continuing resolution totaling some $587 billion. Yeah, a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. There is always heavy pressure to sign this bill in order to keep the government running. But Ronald Reagan ought to veto this baby, and he ought to keep right on vetoing it until we give him the power to strike items from the bill. That's called the line item veto. Congress lacks the will to reject special interest spending. The president ought to have the power to help do our work for us. Let's not allow another one of those aberrations to go through without passing the line item veto law.
Al, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I support the line item veto, but don't hold your breath until the president gets it. Congress is congenitally reluctant to cut pork barrel spending or accept any limits on its powers, no matter how serious the abuse. If the founding fathers were writing the Constitution now, they'd include a line item veto. They never intended Congress to pass 1,000-page bills full of pork and special interest boondoggles and then dump the monstrosity on the president's desk and tell him, take it or leave it, sign it or veto it. States don't put up with that preposterous situation, Al. Governors have a line item veto so they can weed out bad provisions and big bills. The rights of the legislature are protected since they can override the governor's veto. The line item veto is one idea, Al, where President Reagan is right and Congress is wrong. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.